ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्र भाष्य कृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति. सो द लास्ट क्लास वी आर कंप्लीट अंटिल द 46th वर्स. सो फ्रॉम द वर्स नंबर सेकंड until the 46th verse. In 45, Jaranya Swami completed his commentary upon one sentence of Chandra.
Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit Ekameva Advitiyam. In this one sentence, each word was commented upon. So totally he finished commenting upon his entire sentence from verse number 2nd till the 46th. So 45 verses have been taken for a commentary upon, commenting upon this one sentence. And towards the end, the 46th verse, we read last class,
मनोजृंभणराहित्ये यथा साक्षी निराकुलः मायाजृंभणतः पूर्वं सत्तथैव निराकुलम्.
सो देयर ही कंक्लूड्स. The Sadeva Asit, Sat Asit, the Sat, that word. And he gives the example. Manasaha Jrumbhana. When the mind is non-functional, mind is not expanded, when the thoughts are not there, it's called Mano Jrumbhana Rahityam. Mano Jrumbhana Rahitye. When the mind is non-functional, mind is not expanded, when the thoughts are not there, then Sakshi Nirakulaha. There, the Jiva, the Sakshi is there as what? As pure existence. So Nirakulaha means, Sakshi Nirakulaha means the witnessing consciousness is there as pure existence. The pure existence means without any disturbance, without any agitation, without agitation means without any association with any form or name, form and name. So Sakshi Nirakulaha Asti means the witnessing consciousness is there as pure existence, without any disturbance, without any agitation, without any association with any form or name. And we know that very well. Similarly, and here Vidyaranya Swami expects us to understand, even after the pralayam, before the srishtihi also, what is there after the mahapralaya, before the srishti also, there is pure existence. But when the pure existence, how nirakulam sat, tatha eva nirakulam sat means there also is a pure existence. How maya jrumbhanataha purvam. When the maya, what is maya here again? The power of reality, known by the term maya, the power of knowing, otherwise called the power of knowing, otherwise called maya, is unmanifest. Then also, pure existence alone is without any disturbance, without any association with any nama-rupa prapancha. So if you have to understand how pure existence would have been without any form, name and function, without an association with the prapancha, the pure existence would have been, how it would have been, if you want to know, we have to understand only through and only by analyzing our own deep sleep state experience. That is what is said here. So that's why it said maya jrumbhana rahitye. So before this, why, what is maya? Maya and avidya, I told you synonyms. The what is said, known as ignorance with reference to an individual, another way is called maya with reference to the total cosmos. So avidya is the sleep of individual, maya is the sleep of the total Bhagavan. It's called yoga nidra. Our sleep is nidra, Bhagavan's sleep is yoga nidra. Yoga nidra is only an expression. Don't take something as something big or anything. So after the pralayam, before the srishtihi, what is pure existence. Sat tathaiva nirakulam bhavati. Nirakulam means without any disturbance, any agitation, which means without association with namarupa prapancha. Association of the universe in the form of forms and names. And like what? Yatha. That's why the yatha is given here. Yatha. Manojrambana rahitye. So our mind itself, the total ignorance is the state of mind. And when the mind, when there is total ignorance, when there is avidya, then mind is not expanded, mind is non-functional. Then sakshi nirakulaha. Then there is pure consciousness obtaining as the pure existence. So there is no way of understanding pure consciousness or pure existence. Because pure consciousness alone is pure existence, the only way you can understand. So you want to know, suppose what would happen if the whole jagat is dissolved after dissolution, mahapralaya, before the srishti creation, what will happen to me, what will happen to everybody else? If you want to know, you have to understand this verse. Nothing will happen to you, nothing will happen to anybody else. How you are safe and secure in sleep, so you will be safe and secure in after mahapralayam also. Not only you will be, how everyone is in safe and secure in one's own sleep, similarly everyone will be safe and secure in mahapralayam also. And then what is there is what? Pure existence. Okay? Only difference is, with reference to the macrocosmic universe, the Bhagavan, the whole, we use that, the undisturbed, the stillness of consciousness, obtaining of pure existence, we say there the power of reality in terms of jnanam, knowing, is unmanifest, then you call it maya. The same power of knowing, when it is manifest, you see in the form of Jagat, isn't it? Therefore, that is explained in the previous class. Now we go to the next verse. Now with this 46th verse, the Sadeva Soumya Idamagra Asit Ekame Vadvitiyam, the commentary upon the sentence is complete here. Now here afterwards, from this next verse, 47th verse onwards, until the 59th verse, look at this, how many verses, okay? 47th verse onwards, until the 59th verse, we are going to understand Maya. Whether we like it or not, this is only for assimilation. What is Maya? Maya is subject matter analyzed, discussed thoroughly in these verses from 47th to the 59th. See, before we get into the verse, let's understand this. You know, Maya, people think is something which is always, as an expression said, used. Anirvachaniya Maya. Nirvachaniya means explicable. Anirvachaniya means inexplicable, undefinable. Nirvachya means definable. Anirvachya means non-definable. It cannot be defined what it is. That's what they say, Maya. So by saying all these things, people think really they frighten us. I tell you, Maya is only an expression used to mean the power of knowing. The power of the reality is power of knowing. Jnanameva shaktihi. Jnanameva shaktihi. Knowledge itself was the power. Knowing is the power. And the reality is also known by the term jnanam. We say jnanasya shaktihi, we say. Jnanasya shaktihi means the power of the reality obtaining in the form of knowledge. And that reality is the power is what? Knowing is the power. Isn't it? Jnanameva shaktihi. Okay. Therefore, and this power, any power, cannot, does not exist by itself. The power cannot exist by itself. That is why it has no independent existence. So we say it is Maya. The very word Maya is meant what? Ya, ma, sa, Maya. Yedi illayo adu Maya. Okay. What does it mean? That which is not is Maya. That which is not means what? How can you say that which is not? It is very much there. What it means is, that which is not there countably as an independent entity is called Maya. See, when you say Maya, what is power? Power is not reality. What is reality? Reality is knowledge. Therefore, power is knowledge. That's what is there. There is no such thing called Maya separately, power separately, independently. Therefore, it is called Maya. Anyway, so what is this power of Maya? That's what is explained in all these verses from what is the new topic comes. After that one sentence, explanation of the one sentence, the new sentence comes. The new topic comes all about Maya only hereafter. So let us read that verse first before we understand.
Nistatva karya gamyasya. Nistatva karya gamyasya shaktir maya agni shaktivat. Nistatva karya gamyasya shaktir maya agni shaktivat. Nahi shakti kvachit kaischit. Nahi shakti kvachit kaischit budhyate karyatav pura. Nahi shakti kvachit kaischit buddhyate karyatav pura nistatva karyagamyasya shaktir mayagni shaktivat nahi shakti kvachit kaischit buddhyate karyatav pura.
So here, this whole chapter is unfolded in keeping with the teaching of the Chandogya Upanishad. That sentence. See, in the Chandogya Upanishad, it is said, after having defined the Sat, and from that Sat alone, this universe came into existence. And before that, in Chandogya Upanishad, only three elements are mentioned. Agnihi, Apaha, Prithivi. Even though only three elements are mentioned, it's important for us to include all the two other elements also. So all the five elements originated from this Sad Brahma. And then thereafterwards, the whole universe also manifested from that Brahman. That is what is said there. But if the reality was, what was the reality, which was pure consciousness, which is pure existence means, how can from the pure existence, the universe come into existence? How can pure existence, the universe came into existence? That is where there must be something else because of which the universe must have originated. From pure existence, universe could not have originated. Something else. And what is that? So you see the pure existence, you can't make out. Only, it is the example is given. It must have some power. There is some power must be there on the part of the pure existence, which is pure consciousness, for this universe to have originated from it. But you see, pure existence, we can't make out how the power is. So the example is given, Agni Ushnavat. He says, Agni Shaktivat. So nistatva karyagamya asya shaktihi maya agni shaktivat. When you see the fire, when you see simply the fire, you cannot make out it has power. When do you understand the power of the fire? Only when there is some karyam. There must be some effect of something. Only the effect alone gives us the clue to understand the power of the fire. When the fire burns something, then that effect of the fire, only through the effect of the fire, we understand how powerful the fire is. So Agni Shaktivat, just as the power of the fire is understood, as one through its effect of seeing things which are get burned, the same way here also, the power of the reality also has to be understood only through its effect. Otherwise, there's no clue, isn't it? What is the clue? How can we understand that it has power? You need to see the effect. The effect alone becomes the clue to understand the power. Because power is something inseparable and power is something incomprehensible also. If power can be understood independently, exists independently also, and Ramaji used to say this, you know, all the powers can be sent separated to five different places. The seeing power can be sent to the cinema to watch. And the hearing power can be sent to some lectures, where lectures are happening. Isn't it? Upanyasa place. the tongue, the power of the taste came, sent to the nearby hotel to eat and come. Isn't it? All the power of smelling came, sent to whichever you, the fragrance you like, to smell and come back. And power of touch also came, sent to what? Somewhere else where you don't feel, no? Where nice air conditioning is there, can send there. So it means all the powers can be sent separately to enjoy all the objects separately, isn't it? But you can't send them separately. Why? Any power has to enjoy, to used means you have to go yourself. To taste the food, you have to go along with the power to the hotel. To hear the lecture, you have to go along with your power. You have to go to listen to the talk. To see something, you have to go along with your seeing power, which means no power is separable from the powerful. But how to understand power is here? Only through the effect the power can be comprehended. If the effect is not there, power cannot be comprehended. Because power is subtle. Power is inseparable also. Therefore here, Agni Shakti Vat, just as the Vat means like, Agni Shakti Vat, how just as the power of the fire is understood through its effect of burning things, similarly here, Asya Shaktihi. Asya Shaktihi means what? The power of the reality, known by the term Maya also, is what? Karya Gamya. Karyadam Gamya. Nistatva. Nistatva means what now? It doesn't have this Maya does not have independent existence of its own. Therefore, it is not comprehensible. But how can we understand the power of the reality? Only through the effect. Karya Gamya. Karya Dwara Gamya means comprehensible through its effect. Karya means effect. Gamya means comprehensible. Isn't it? So Karya Gamya, comprehensible through its effect. And what is the Karyam here? The whole Jagat is Karyam. And said whole Jagat is Karyam here. So through, only through this, the whole Jagat, which is the Jagat Karyam, we understand that this Sat is endowed with this power. The power. Natu Shaktihi Kvachit. And no power ever, nahi Shaktihi Kvachit. Kaischit Buddhyate. It is not understood. No power is ever understood. Kaischit means by no one. No power is ever understood. Buddhyate means is understood. Kaschit nahi shaktihi kvachit buddhyate means no power is ever understood by anyone. Karyataha pura, before its effect. Karyataha pura means before the effect. The without the effect, the reality alone is there, and then the vastu cannot have the status of being the cause also. Yes, reality alone is there. Karyataha pura, before the effect, nahi shaktihi kochit, no power is ever understood by anyone. Kaischit means what? By none. Na kaischit means by none. Na kochit shakti, no power is ever understood before the karyam. It means what? For the clue through which, see, because power is not perceptible directly, but power can be inferred. See, power of anything is only inferred through its effect. It is not directly perceived. Okay, shaktihi anumeya natu drishya. The power is not available for perception, but power is available for inference. We only infer the power, Shakti, through the effect. We never perceive the power directly through our sense organs. Isn't it? Like the example is given, Agnehe Shaktivat. So just the power of the fire is no understood through this effect of burning. So also power of reality also is understood through its effect. Karya Meya. There's no clue for us to understand the power. That is what is said in this verse. Nistatva karya gamyasya shaktir maya agni shaktivat nahi shakti kvachit kaischit buddhyate karya tafpura. And now what is the karyam here? What is the clue? What is that karyam here? What is the effect here? The whole jagat itself is effect. It is the clue that we infer this reality which alone was there, was pure existence, and this reality must have had some power inseparable from that, and because of that power alone, this universe has become manifest. Okay? Universe is the karyam through which we infer the power of the reality obtaining in the form of pure existence. And what is the power of the reality of existence? The power of knowing. Okay. Now let us go next verse. Nasadvastu satashaktihi. Nasadvastu Tusata Shaktihi Nahi Vanne Swashaktita Nahi Vanne Swashaktita Tadvilakshanata Yantu Sadvilakshanata Yantu Shakte Kim Tatva Muchyatam. Nasad vastu satashaktihi. Nasad vastu satashaktihi. Nahi vanne swashaktita. Sadvilakshanatayam tu. Shakte kim tatva muchyatam. Sadvilakshanatayam tu shakteh kim tatvamuchyatam. So here he says, what is that power? The next question comes, what is that power? It's already very clearly understood. The reality obtaining in the form of pure existence must have had the power inseparable from it, but we do not know, and but for the power we only infer that power through the effect. So before the effect is there, the power is not comprehensible. Therefore it is said the power is not buddhyate karyataha purvam. Similarly here. And here the whole jagat is the karyam through which, by seeing the jagat, we infer the reality obtaining in a pure existence must have had the power. That is one. And what is that power? That is what is here. Now let's understand. Is it that power known by the term maya na sat? So you have to be very careful in reading these verses. Na sad vastu. Na sad vastu. The maya is not the absolute reality. Maya is not the reality itself. Na sad vastu. Maya is the power, is not the sat. Na sad vastu. Why? You already understood power of the reality. Isn't it? The reality cannot be its power. The possessor cannot become the possessed. The possessed is always different from the possessor. Therefore, if the power is of the reality, so then reality cannot be the power. It was said, na sadvastu. Na sadvastu. And sataha shaktihi. Sataha shaktihi. The power of the sataha is possessive case, okay? Sataha shaktihi, the power of the reality is not the reality. Na sadvastu. Sataha shaktihi na sadvastu. The power of the sat is not the sat. Like what? Nahi vannehe swashaktita. Nahi vannehe swashaktita. Just as the power of the fire also is, the fire is not the power of the fire. Fire is not the power of the fire. Fire is distinct from its power. Similarly here, reality is, reality obtaining in him of pure existence is distinct from its power. Even though physically inseparable, even the power is intrinsic, still the reality is distinct from its power. It may sound a little boring, but by the time it finishes the 59th verse, you would have understood there is no Maya. Okay? To understand there is no Maya, oh my God, so many verses. Don't think I may feel you make, I make you feel bored, okay? You have to accept, Vidyaranya Swami himself tells, na sadvastu sataha shaktihi. You know Sanskrit is kindergarten language. Okay, shakti of the sat is not the sat. Isn't it? Shakti of the sati, shakti is sat only. But sati is not the shakti of the sat. Sataha shakti hi na sadvastu. So power of reality is not the reality. Because possessor cannot become the possessed. Just as what? Vanne hai nahi swaksa shaktita. So the power of fire doesn't have independent existence outside of the fire. Therefore, sad vilakshanatayam tu shaktehe kim tattvam ushyatam. See, this command may it be told by you. They say they ask here. Sad vilakshanata means what? If this power is sadvilakshan, it is not real. If it is the real power is not the reality, then what is the reality then? Sadvilakshan means distinct. Sadvilakshanam. It is not the reality. Then what is it? Before the next verse comes. Shunyatvam iti chet shunyam. Shunyatvam iti chechunyam maya karyam iti ritam. Shunyatvam iti chechunyam maya karyam iti ritam. You can't say now this is not unreal also. Shunyatvam. What now? If you say this power of reality is not the reality. The reality is not the power. Therefore, what is it then? You can't say it is not real means it nor is it unreal. The power of reality is not the real, not real because it is, because this is the real, the truth power of the real. But nor is it unreal. Shunyatvam chet, shunyam. You can't say it is unreal also. Why? Because the power of the reality is now in the available for perception, enjoyment in the home of the world. Therefore, it is not something unreal also. The power cannot be defined as unreal, non-existent, because the proof is what? The hate, what is the hate here? the clue is the whole universe is here, which is the power, the effect of the power. Well, we infer the power through the effect in terms of the universe. Therefore, the power must have been there. At the same time, power is not real also. Therefore, it is neither real nor unreal. Power is not the reality, nor is it unreal. Shunyatvam iti che shunyam maya karyam iti ritam. Why? The whole jagat is said to be the maya karyam. Effect of the maya. Therefore, maya is there as the karanam. Maya is there as the karanam. Maya is inferred as the power of reality is inferred as the cause of the universe. And this power is also of the reality. Therefore, it cannot say it is unreal, nor can we say it is real. Then what is it? We have to understand here. And see, whenever the Srishti comes, the pure existence means what? Nirgunam Brahma. Okay? Nirupadhikam Brahma. Upadhirahitam gunarahitam Brahma. Pure existence is Nirgunam, Nirupadhikam, Nirvisesham. Isn't it? Nirgunam, Nirupadhikam, Nirvisesham, Brahma. But now, when the universe comes, means universe is the clue for us to infer some power the reality has, and that power is intrinsic, inseparable, and that the inferred power is known by the term maya. Is it the maya? So that therefore the universe is there. So we cannot say it is unreal also. And what is this? Therefore, we have to say Shaktimat Brahma. Okay? Not Shaktimat Brahma. When we infer the power of the reality through this effect in terms of universe, we call that Brahman as what? Shaktimat Brahma. The Brahman endowed with the power, Shaktimat Brahma, which means Maya Sahitam Brahma, the powerful reality. We understand the reality as the, not as a simply reality, as a powerful reality through this effect in terms of the power, the effect of its power obtained in the form of the universe. Shaktimat Brahma is what Maya Sahitam Brahma, is what Sagunam Brahma, Sopadhikam Brahma, Savisesham Brahma. I give you all the names, okay? Sagunam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, Sa Upadhikam, Sopadhikam Brahma, Sa Visesham Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, Sopadhikam Brahma, Sa Visesham Brahma. Without its power is what? Without the universe, you cannot have a clue. In sleep, you don't know how powerful you are, isn't it? How powerful you are, you don't know. You are just there as pure existence, as pure consciousness. Similarly, before the manifestation of the universe, when the effect is not there, reality alone is there. The power of the reality cannot be inferred. When the effect in terms of universe is experienced, then only we understand how powerful the reality is. Then you see it as what? Powerful reality, Shaktimat Brahma, Sopadhikam Brahma, Savisesham Brahma, and Sagunam Brahma. Isn't it? Only then the Brahma gets the title of Ishwaraha. Ishwaratvam, the status of being the Lord. The Lordship is attributed to the reality through the, when you understand the power of the reality, when we infer the power of the reality, through this effect in terms of the universe, as Shaktimat Brahma, Sopadhikam Brahma, Savisesham Brahma. Isn't it? Therefore, here it is said, Sadvilakshanatayam tu shaktehe kim tattvam ushyatam. So if it is distinct from the, it is neither the sat na tu asat, neither real nor unreal. Well, what is it now? That said, next line.
Shunyatvamiti chechonyam maya karyamiti ritam.
Next line.
Na shunyam napi sad yadrik. Na shunyam napi sad yadrik. Tadruk sattvimiheshyatam. Tadruk tattvamiheshyatam. Na shunyam napi sat yadruk.
It is complicated verses.
Na shunyam napi sat yadruk. Yadrik tadrik tattvamiheshyatam. Tadrik tattvamiheshyatam.
It is said here, it is very clear, it is not real. Why? Already understood, power of the reality is not the reality. Therefore, power is not real. Reality is real, satyam. But the power of the reality is not the reality, therefore it is not real. At the same time, the power of reality is not unreal, not tucham, na shunyam, means not tucham. Why? Because we infer the existence of the power of the reality through its effect in terms of the karyam, the universe. Therefore, it is not non-negatable as tucham, non-existent also. Therefore, what is it then? Therefore, that's what is asked. Na shunyam napi sat. Na shunyam means it is not non-existent. Na api sat. It is not real also. Na shunyam means not unreal. Na apisati, it is not real also. That means yadrik tadrik tattvam ishyatam. That means what should it be then? That is what is said here. So, see how in the commentary how it is explained. You know, if it cannot be said to be real, it cannot be said to be unreal, then what is it? That is, it will be said in the next verse.
Na sadasino sadasit. Tadanim kim tvabhutamah. Sadyoga tamasasattvam. Swatastannishedhanat.
See, let me split the sentence, we understand easily. Na nasadasit. Better learn to split the sentence first. Na asat asit. Na asat nasat asit. Nasadasit. Na asat asit. Na asat asit. Na sat asit. Na asad asit. Na sat asit. Tadanim kim tu abhut tamaha. Kim tu abhut tamaha.
Sad yogat tamasaha sattvam
न स्वतः तन निषेधनात्।
रिपीट इट। न सत आसीत, न असद आसीत, तदानीं किम तु अभूत तमः।
सो हियर द प्रॉब्लम, वी मे टेक इट वेरी इजीली, द पीपल हु आर्ग्यू द पूर्वपक्षीस वोंट अक्सेप्ट इजीली, ओके, दे वांट टू से नथिंग वाज देयर, इसंट इट। सो हियर दे से न सत आसीत,
if we say this power was not real, this power of the reality, if we say it was not real, then it is not unreal also. You say na sat asit na asat asit, then what became this tamaha, what became this tamaha here means maya, what is which became maya here, then it was neither real. How come? That's the question. Sadyogat, sadyoga, because of this power of the reality known by the term maya was not there before independently, was not non-existent also, but was always there as the intrinsic inseparable power of the reality. Sadyogat. Sadyoga means what? Because of his inseparable, because it was there inseparably with the reality, therefore tamasaha sattvam swataha nishedhanad. It does not, swataha means what now? Swataha satta nasti. The maya does, the power of reality, remember the maya does not have independent existence of its own. It is not something which has independent existence. Okay. It was already there. Now the next question, next verse comes.
Atayeva dvitiyatvam. Atayeva dvitiyatvam. Shunya vannahi ganyate. Atayeva dvitiyatvam. शून्यवन्नहि गण्यते नलोके चैत्र तच्छक्त्यो जीवितं लिख्यते पृथक्।
He says now, अत एव, अतः एव, नो द्वितीयत्वं शून्यवत् न लिख्यते। Now it made very clear, yes, this power of the reality which is not non-existent, which is nor was it real, well, because it did not have independent existence, it was there as the power of the reality, therefore, nahi is a ganyatvam, it does not have countability, okay? Atayeva, mean what now? Therefore, ataha yeva, that is why, therefore, atayeva, that is why, therefore, is a dvitiyatvam nahi ganyate, shunyatvam nahi ganyate, shunyavat. That is why this power of reality is not, does not have countability. Ganyatva means countability. Countability. Atayeva shunyatna na ganyatvam. Dvitiyatvam na ganyatvam. Dvitiyatvam na ganyatvam means what now? It does, is not, doesn't have countability as the second reality. The power of reality does not have the countability as the second reality, second parallel reality, like what? Like the shunyavat. That's why it is as good as not shunyam, shunyavat. The power of reality is not countable as second parallel reality. Therefore, it is as good as non-existent. Why? Because it does not have independent existence. Dvitiyatvam shunyavat nahi ganyate. Just as
A non-existent thing is non-existent. Existent thing is not countable. You cannot count a non-existent thing. Similarly here, which is also, the reality also is not countable as second parallel reality. Why? Because it doesn't have independent existence. Swataha Satvam Nishedanath does not have independent existence. In the previous verse we say, Atayeva, therefore, Dvitiyatvam Shunyavate Nahi Ganyate. Na loke cha atra, na loke cha atra yetat shaktyoho jivitam likhyate prithak. Na loke, in this atra loke, here in this world, prithak jivyatvam na likhyate, jivitam na likhyate shaktehe, shaktyoho. So, it is not, the existence of the reality is not said to be independent in this world. Existence of the power of power, shaktyoho, jivitam prithak likhyate, never is this power said to be existent independently in this world.
Shaktyadhikye jivitam chet, shaktyadhikye ke jivitam chet vardhate tatra vruddhikrit. Shaktyadhikye jivitam chet vardhate tatra vruddhikrit. Na shakti kintu tatkaryam, na shakti kintu tatkaryam yuddha krishyadikam tatha shaktyadhikye jivitam chet vardhate tatra vruddhikrit. Na shakti kimtu tatkaryam yuddha krishyadikam tatha. We said shaktyadhikye jivitam chet vardhate tatra vriddhi krit. Therefore, shakti adhikye, only when the power is manifest. Shakti adhikya means what? Shakti adhikya, when the power is manifest, then alone, shakti adhikye, when the power is manifest, only then what? Jivitam vardhate, only then life expands. Only then there's a growth of life. Jivitam vardhate. Tatra vata vruddhikrita. The power of, because of the vruddhikrita. See, that which contributes for the expansion, the growth, is this power only. Only because of the power, there is growth. There is life. So, shakti adhikye jivitam chet vardhate tatra. Everything expands and the growth is possible, life is possible. Vruddhikrita. Na shaktihi kim tu tat karyam yuddha krishyadikam tata. See, yuddham, he says, no? Krishihi means, no, the farming, agriculture. Krishi adhikam means etc. First of all, agricultural productions, such as all these, the main thing for us is food, isn't it? In actually Veda, always food is given the first priority. Adaji wrote law for today, okay? Food is given the first priority. What can you do without food? You're laughing at me, I tell you. Food, isn't Veda, Annam, Brahma, always food is so much a priority. So, Krishi, they'll never leave this. Krishi adhikam, adhi shabdas, etc. So the agricultural production, etc. Yuddham, even the fighting or quarreling or other activities,
Yuddham and Krishyadikam stand for all forms of activities. See, without food, see, even people talk very highly of technology and science. How can there be scientific discoveries? And how can there be technological developments? So, any technological development is based dependent on scientific discoveries. The scientific discoveries dependent on the function of our intellect. The buddhi has to function. You see, however great intelligent person, even our, you know, the people have to feed, na? You know, our Hawkins sitting there in a chair, but he is fed, isn't he? So what can he do? This amazing, isn't it? You can see the power sitting in a wheelchair, not doing anything. So much is coming out. So much he expresses. Only buddhi works for him, I think. Only buddhi is 100% working. Nothing else works. But everything machine operates, I think, for him. Amazing. What I want to say here. So here, the yuddha krishyadikam stand for all forms of activities. Productive activities. Contributive, productive, supportive activities. Because of which there is a growth, expansion, life. Isn't it? The life, the vibrant life is possible. Therefore, na shaktihi, kim tu tatkaryam. If without this power, what is possible? No, kim tu tatkaryam, what is possible? So, yuddha krishyadikam. Nothing, no activity, no expansion, no growth, no life, no vibrant life is possible without this power. Okay, without this power. There's growth and expansion, the life itself is because of this power only. Shaktyadhikye jivitam chet vardhate tatra vriddhikrite na shakti kim tu tat karyam yuddha krishyadikam tatha sarvatha shakti matrasya sarvatha shakti matrasya prathagana kvachit shakti karyam tu naivasti vitiyam shaktaye katham. See, the problem is the Puru Pakshi's verse, okay? Yes, I'm very happy to understand. That's true. My God, Shakti Adhikye, only because of this the manifestation of this power, only because of this expansion of this power, all the productive, contributive, constructive activities are all in terms of agricultural production, etc., etc., all actually possible. And na shaktihi kim tu karyam. Without power, what is it possible in life? There can't be something called vriddhikrita. Vriddhikrita. The power is what now? Vriddhikrita is the shakti is vriddhikrita. No way. Shakti alone contributes for growth and expansion. Without the power, there can't be growth or expansion. And no productive, constructive, contributive activities. The vibrant life itself is not possible without the power. Therefore, what is implied? Why can't we consider Shakti as an equivalent parallel reality? That's the question, okay? Why can't we consider it? Is it like women's lib people, okay? There's some problem. They want to know that is all, even those days, the people were like this. And the same problem was a paramparaya comes now in the form of women's lib. If you can establish mithyatvam of Maya, you have won over the women's lib people also. Because Veda Shastra, woman is highly revered. At the same time, woman should not do everything, okay? Woman is revered. That's enough. Revered, that's all. Doesn't need to be equal, not fight for equality. In fact, in the Brihadaranyaka, it comes very beautifully. That is different. Let me not go in a different context now, if anything. So here, therefore now the next sentence, that's what the question is. That's fine. No doubt it is because of the power. But sarvatha shakti matrasya na prithagganana kochite. Sarvatha shakti matrasya na prithagganana kochite. Shakti karyam tu naivasti. Shakti karyam tu naivasti. Dvitiyam shaktaye katham. Shakyate, shankyate katham. Sarvatha shakti matrasya na prithagganana kochite. Shakti karyam tu naivasti. Dvitiyam shankyate katham. So, sarvat shakti matrasya. Prithagganana na kochit sarvatha. Never. Now, shakti matrasya prithagganana na kochit means what? Never can you count the power as the second parallel reality. Even though power is the vriddhikriti, power definitely contributes for the expansion, growth and vibrant life, all forms of activities, still power can never be counted as a second parallel reality. Want to say do, okay? Power can never be counted as a parallel reality. Why? Because he said, Shakti karyam tu naiva asti. There's no defect is exclusively of the power. There's no effect exclusively of the power. Shakti karyam naiva asti. The whole jagat is maya karyam. The whole jagat is shakti karyam. The whole jagat is what? The whole shakti is the karanam. Jagat is the karyam. So maya is the karanam. Jagat is the karyam. Jagat is maya karyam. Shakti karyam. We say that. But shakti karyam naivasti means what now? Power itself does not have independent existence. How can the world, the karyam, be independent of the reality? That is what important. Okay? The idea is, even though we say jagat is what? Shakti karyam. Maya karyam. Maya is karanam. Shakti is karanam. And jagat is karyam. There is no doubt. But we not forget. Therefore shakti is great superior. Therefore shakti should be counted as second reality. Parallel reality. No. There is no such a thing called shakti karyam independently. Okay. Even though shakti is mithya. Shakti has no independent existence, but we can't deny the fact the whole jagat, all the activities are what? Shakti karyam, effects of the shakti power. Therefore, can we count the shakti from the standpoint of the jagat? The shakti is parallel reality? No. Why? Because if the karyam can exist independent of the reality, then we can count. The universe, the effect can exist independent of the reality. Then we can say count, okay, shakti as in the form of the universe is independent of the reality. No. Shakti as the karanam, as the cause has no independent existence. And the jagat which is shakti karyam also has no independent existence of the reality. Isn't it? There's no independent existence. Therefore what? Therefore, it cannot be counted as a parallel reality. See, karanam is mithya, karyam cannot become satyam. If karanam is mithya, how can the karyam be satyam? So karyam also is mithya only. Karyam is also mithya means karanam and karyam as power are the manifestation of the power. As the unmanifest power or the manifest power, power has no independent existence at all. Therefore, power can never be, even though power is in the form of the universe, power can never be counted as a parallel, second parallel reality. Dvitiyatvam na ganyate. Dvitiyatve na ganyate. It is not countable as a second parallel reality. Isn't it? Even though it is vriddhikrita. Nice to understand all these things. Therefore, Shakti Karyam tu naiva asti. Shakti Karyam means the universe, which is the Shakti Karyam, also does not have independent existence. Therefore, it is not countable as the second parallel reality. Therefore, Dvitiyam katam shankyate. Katam shankyate means what? How is it doubted? How can you doubt, have the doubt that second, that's the second thing is there? How can you talk about the second thing? How can you even imagine the second thing is there? The Shakti is not countable, means Shakti Karyam also is not countable. So this is Dagat is called Maya Karyam. That's why they say what? The whole universe is Maya. When you say, what does it mean? The whole universe is power, Shaktihi, Devi. And what is that power, the Devi, Shaktihi? Shakti is the knowledge. Knowledge is the Shakti. The whole universe is Maya, means whole universe is Shakti. Whole universe is Shakti means the whole universe is the power. And the whole universe power means the whole universe is power in terms of knowing, knowledge. It is the nice understanding it. But people don't understand Maya. I mean, they take it as delusion. And they sing wrongly. Ulage Mayam. It is not to be sung melancholic. Like, oh, Loka is Maya. E jnanam solano. Whole jagati ulage mayam means what? Whole jagat is the power. The whole jagat is knowledge. Knowledge is the power of the reality. Knowing is the power of the reality. Only now I understand how funny the songs are. Sarvatha Shaktima. Shakti matrasya na prithagganana kochite. Prithagganana na kochite sarvata shakti matrasya. The power of the reality can never have, never be counted as a second parallel reality, because there's no such a thing called shakti karyam naiva asti. There's no such a thing called the product of the power which exists independently. Also, therefore, dvitiyam katam shankyate, the second thing cannot be imagined at all other than the reality. Now, how many powers are there? How many powers are there? Now, until now, all these, until this verse number 53, okay, it's made very clear how power is there, power is there, power is not real, nor is it unreal. If it is mithya, the power has been inferred only through its effect in terms of the universe. Now this power, even though the power is very much involved in the manifestation, in the expansion, in the growth, in all the activities, but still power cannot be counted as a parallel reality, because not only the power, the effect of the power also has no independent existence, therefore it is non-countable as a parallel second reality. That is made very clear until this 53rd verse. Now, and how this power is what? Brahmanaha yekap saktitva. The Brahmana, only power of the reality. The power is what? The only power of the reality. That is established in the following verses. Mayayaha brahmanaha Eka Shaktitva Nirupanam. Nakritsna Brahma Vrittihi. Nakritsna Brahma Vrittihi. Sa Shakti Kim
वेकदेश भाग घटशक्तिर यथा भूमौ स्निग्ध मृद्येव वर्तते। न कृत्स्न ब्रह्मा वृत्तिः सा न कृत्स्न ब्रह्मा वृत्तिः सा शक्ति किं त्वेकदेश भाग घट शक्तिर्यथा भूमौ।
एकम्
स्निग्ध मृद्येव वर्तते घट शक्तिर्यथा भूमौ स्निग्ध मृद्येव वर्तते।
इट अगेन
न कृत्स्न ब्रह्मा वृत्तिः सा शक्ति किं त्वेकदेश भाक् घट शक्तिर्यथा भूमौ स्निग्ध मृद्येव वर्तते। पादोस्य सर्वा भूतानि त्रिपादस्ति स्वयं प्रभः इत्येकदेश वृत्तित्वं मायया वदति श्रुतिः।
सो हियर माया शक्तिः कृष्ण ब्रह्मा वृत्तिः न कृत्स्ने अशेषे ब्रह्मणि न वर्तते किं तु एकदेश भाग। वाट् ही सेज़ इज दिस शक्ति ही इज ओनली ओनली वन इवन दैट ओनली शक्ति ओनली पावर इट इज ओनली नॉट द टोटल पावर। माया इज नॉट द टोटल पावर विद ओनली वन पोर्शन ऑफ द पावर is manifest as the universe. The total potentiality, the total potency, you know, is not known yet. It's only this Maya Shakti, which you have understood the power, is only what? It's only one portion of it. Not the totality of the power. And that we had to understand, it is always, it is said in the Shruti also. Did I explain next class? But I have to tell you, in all the mantras we take, Purusha Suktam, everywhere, also in Mandukya, made very clear, whatever is manifest is only manifestation of course, the power is there. But how much is the power? Only power is there. The only power of knowing is there. But how much is that only power? Try to comprehend a portion of the power of the reality, which is manifest. Even this, we cannot understand, we cannot comprehend. How powerful reality is, what this power is all about, we cannot comprehend the power of reality totally. I tell you, the power of reality cannot be comprehended totally. Means, whatever we have understood also, what now? Even the portion of the power. Okay, only Tripadam. That's why even Purushottam said, Tripadasya, that the word comes. Okay, so Tripadasya Amritam Divi. We can only understand a portion of the power which is manifest. We don't know how much is the total power? What is the total potentiality? We have no idea. Only portion of the power we understand. Even his portion of the power which is manifest also is not comprehensible totally. The reality's power is immeasurable power. Is it imperceptible power? And is the power of reality manifest is also only portion of the power which is manifest. And even that portion of the power which is manifest also totally is not comprehensible. That is why we always say, what are you understood is only not even is of the fist size. What has to be understood is always of the size of the world. Why? Always our knowledge of what is will be very limited. Knowledge of what is within the realm of the world will always be limited knowledge, subject to change also. Whereas knowledge of the source of knowledge, knowledge of the reality will be a purnam jnanam. Knowledge of the power of the reality is always apurnam jnanam. I tell you, there's twofold jnanam. Knowledge of the reality, knowledge of anything and everything within the realm of the power of reality. Knowledge of the reality will be apurnam jnanam. Knowledge of the power of the reality will always be apurnam jnanam. Incomplete knowledge. Why? The power is, what is the source of the power? What is the source of knowledge? That we can arrive at, and that is, will be complete. That is non-improvable knowledge. Non-improvable knowledge, it will be a complete knowledge. There is only one vastu. But knowledge of the power of the reality, knowledge of everything within the realm of the power of reality will always be incomplete. Apurna Vidya, isn't it? Because it is like, why? The mind we have, with we using which we have to know everything, is like a small spoon. And the knowledge we have to know about the power of reality is like the ocean. If you take a small spoon and go and measure the ocean water, how long will it take? Is it possible? How, not in a small container cup, okay, just a spoon. Our mind is like the spoon and which is used to measure the water of the ocean. It is that Maya, this is like Bhagavan Shakti, the power of the reality. It has to be measured means, understood means, how powerful reality is, how power is manifest, and what is manifest power. It's only portion of the power, not the total power. Okay? Of course, the total power is there, but a portion of the total power. And in even to understand this, the manifestation of this portion of the power, itself is like what? Is like trying to measure this the whole ocean with the spoon. Now our mind is like the spoon, and the knowledge which is manifest is like the ocean. That is why always knowledge will be incomplete. Knowledge of the power of the reality will be incomplete knowledge. Whereas the power of the knowledge, power of the reality will be purnam jnanam. But that is enough. No way, the paravidya. Knowledge of the reality will be paravidya. Knowledge of the power of the reality or everything within the power of reality is aparavidya. Is it clear? That is what is said here. Actually, we have only completed. Important fact is what we understood today. I haven't gone to the verse number. I'll do again. The 54th, I had to do next class. What is many understood is, the power of the reality is not the reality. Therefore, it has to be only inferred through its effect. And the universe is the effect. Therefore, the reality, it is not real, nor is it unreal. Therefore, we call it mithya. And this reality is the power of reality alone is the form of everything here. That all the shakteha adhikyam. Everything we see here, all these productive, the all the expansion, because expansionary power alone, everything productive, the contributive, constructive activities, the life, everything is possible. Even then, the reality is not countable, the power of reality is not countable as a parallel second reality, because it doesn't have independent existence. Even though the universe is the Maya Karyam, still the Karyam also has no independent existence. When the cause itself is, there's no independent existence, where is the question of effect having independent existence? Seeing this amazing universe, you can't say still power can be counted as second reality, parallel reality. No. Even if Maya is the power, is the middle cause of the universe, still the Maya and its effect, Karnam along with its Karyam, has no independent existence. Therefore, the power can never be countable as a second parallel reality. Anya sarvatha na prithak ganana shaktehe. It is never counted as a second parallel reality. That is the important lesson today. Slow and steady, you don't need to do any homework. The class itself, Vidyayana Swami will make it thorough here for us.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.